Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. This show was also sponsored by reclaimingtherepublic.org, 1798part2.org, and republicreview.org. You are listening to the only show that is going to give you the absolute solution in getting the federal government into compliance. If that means anything to you, then you'll want to listen to the show, and you'll even want to listen to the podcast. The podcasts are on reclaimingtherepublic.org, along with a lot of other content. The number to call in is 215-867-8255 if you want to contribute. I will get through my 3C rules today, because it was pointed out to me recently that some people didn't know what those meant. And I know that the audience is growing, so I will have to repeat these things, but I've gotten to a point where I don't go through it the beginning of every show, but I will today. The number to call in again is 215-TOP-TALK, T-O-P-T-A-L-K. And with that, this show is really focused, for those, again, who haven't listened, this show is really focused on the state legislators, because they are the ones, and it's, I got to remember this number again, I believe it's 73 or 6383. It's less than 10,000 folks that we have to really target out of the 330 million citizens. And so I'm going to add that number to my memory group here. However, the show is so focused on them because if we can educate them in what needs to be done, then hopefully they'll actually do their job that they take an oath to do. If not, at least when the you-know-what hits the fan, then I will tell you that at least they will have had enough knowledge and enough confirmation that they possess the authority that when the federal government decides to discard the Constitution or set it aside for what they want to call martial law or anything else, like some other emergency for some political expediency, the states will then at least, the state legislators will at least have the education to know that it is their contract and that they cannot set the Constitution aside without their permission. To be very clear, we have to be literally in an invasion for them to be able to do that. That's why they do not have, and there's many times that they've set aside the Constitution when they didn't need to, like with Nixon or with FDR. We weren't under an invasion, or with Johnson and Lincoln. Well, actually, even in the Civil War, it wasn't like the South was trying to take over the North. The South was just trying to leave on their own. So there wasn't an invasion and a necessity of putting aside the Constitution. So I'm hoping that by focusing on these state legislators, we can at least educate them so that when and if that time arises during our lifetime, they will know that they can step in and say, you know what, you've gone way too far. We're putting you back into check. The show is also focused on getting those dedicated county grassroots leaders into understanding and helping them center their focus on the Constitution and putting aside party and whatever the interests are, and helping those members of those types of organizations kind of keep their leaders in check to make sure that they're not self-serving, that everybody is focused on the Constitution. And the reason we're doing this is because if we can get these leaders down at the county level, state level, and especially the state legislators who are leaders for the state, because they're the sovereigns, this means that by supporting them, and if they're willing to commit to protecting all of us from federal tyranny, then that to me, you know, is the biggest thing. Because it's not just that they're doing it for their own constituents. When one person stands up against the beast, just like in Tiananmen Square, when one person stood in front of that tank, they were literally doing it for everybody. They weren't just doing it for themselves. It had gone well beyond those principles. And so moving through, As I said before, you can get the podcast for this show and even my local show on reclaimingtherepublic.org. Just look for the Red State Talk Radio podcast link. The buttons are on the right side of the page. And as I always say, you're more than free to call in, but I have three C's. And the first C is confidential. Just be confidential. If you know my full name, you know my name. I go by GR for public purposes, so please call me GR. Secondly, the second C, be civil. I will be civil with you as long as you're civil with me. I'm not here to thank you for calling. I want you to be able to have an opportunity to voice your opinion, but it is not about me. It is really about the information, and hopefully you can share, help enlighten the audience, whatever. But you're more than welcome to call in as long as you're civil. And the third C is concise. I just need you to be as concise as possible, maybe even more concise than I am, because I know sometimes I take a little bit too long to get around that woodshed. And that's why my kids always complain, because it was always the lecture that was worse. Anyway, I also have on my website, reclaimingtherepublic.org, I have a video on the Take Action page. And if you would go to that video, I have 30 minutes. Just watch the first 30 minutes. Actually, I think it's an hour and a half, but just watch the first 30 minutes if you want a good, concise understanding and presentation on the academic argument for Republic Review, why and how we can do this. So if you go there, it is literally just underneath, and I actually provide you with the presentation material. So if you want to download those PDF files, you can download my slides, and you can go through the slides as I'm talking so that you can kind of understand both what I'm saying and what's up there on the slides. But more importantly, once you understand that, if you go to my homepage, I actually have the bullets that provide you that academic argument and an outline. I also provide you with the description of Republic Review to give you those details, as well as the flowchart. So there's lots of content to help you understand what we really need to do, and it's all on reclaimingtherepublic.org. I will also say that if you want to support the cause, and it doesn't matter, there are other organizations that are behind Republic Review. If you want to get on board, you might already be a part of an organization that is supporting Republic Review. There's a lot of people involved with the We the People Foundation with Bob Schultz. And so if you are, you know, get with Bob and, you know, contact him and say, hey, how can I get involved? If you're already a part of the Constitution Club, it's another good sized organization. I know that they'd love to get bigger. At least rumor has it that they would like to, you know, grow to such a presence. And in talking with Keith, we're going to have Keith on a few times, maybe this week and next, to kind of get into some of the details. And I don't want to define these as schemas, you know, like a database layout. These are more of, I'll call them stratagems, that what we need to do to, you know, come out with a really good working plan so that you can actually get involved and be a part of something that is much bigger than all of us together. And again, if you understand the magnitude could lead to centuries of securing liberty for our posterity. That's exactly what the framers did. That's why the preamble was written the way it was, that in pursuit of trying to actually create better tranquility in forming this union, and in for their sacred honor, as well as in that's including the Declaration of Independence. But if you understand what these men were doing, they profoundly understood that the magnitude of securing liberty today for their posterity was the paramount, the foremost important thing that they could do. So with that, if you want to get involved, just join the Constitution Club. Send me an email if you want to directly help me, because I could use some research. I've got some folks that have done some Texas research and some others, but I would love if you, it doesn't matter even if you think I've got people working in the state that you're in, just contact me, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org, and we will happily enlist you in what I would say probably is one of the most worthy causes. Let me even say this, that as I've really put effort into this since I started writing my book, and that was back in 2012, it was right after my father passed away from cancer. And when I started really focusing on this, I look at every single event and things, and it's not like I haven't had obstacles and or problems and or situations that came up. What I realize over the past, 5, 6 years in my life has been the fact that the Lord has truly, you know, either protected me, blessed me, or just kind of guided me along, and voila, I've gotten into this situation, I've met these people, and it is a much bigger thing than myself. But I've had to continually get up every day and put my feet out and start moving, and that's all you've got to do. Once you start getting involved, I think you will be able to start counting your blessings and going, my, I cannot believe, you know, that I could, you know, could have been in this place 2 years ago. I couldn't, you know, have made all these contacts and been able to be a part of such a great, worthy cause. So if you want to be a part of Republic Review and helping our cause, then you are more than welcome to send me an email, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. And as you can tell, I'm at a hard break. So I will have to go away for 2 minutes and I will be right back so that we can get into some newsworthy events. And I will be back with you in 2 minutes. So please hang on. Stay tuned. Thank you so much. Most people resist change, but how would you like to be rewarded in at least 2 ways for considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy believes your smile is a reflection upon him, and that is a mutually shared reward between both him and you. Another reward is improving your overall health by working with your dentist like Dr. Tracy and developing a strategy in maintaining your dental health. But how would you like a direct incentive in considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy and his staff from time to time offer a special referral program. For every new patient you refer who becomes a patient, Dr. Tracy will reward you with $50 off your dental work. Consequently, if you refer 5 people, that's $250 off your dental work. Give them a call and ask for the details and the availability of the referral program by calling 466-6614 or go to VonTracyDDS.com. Again, that's 466-6614 or sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with Republic Review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as Republic Review. Please read my argument for Republic Review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my 3 C's when you dial in, and let's get on with the dialogue. And as I always say, as I looked through the news today and I've looked out my window, there is no sign that the federal government is going to relinquish any of its unconstitutional roles, responsibilities, and powers. All of this is tyranny we're living under, my friends. And so if they're not going to relinquish it, that means we are going to have to get the states to motivate them and incentivize them into doing their job. And the best way to do that is getting involved with this cause and getting involved with organizations that are supporting this. This is truly, I hate to call it a movement, but it sounds so cliche, but it is absolutely a movement that will bring back the powers and the roles and responsibilities that were meant and intended to be exercised by the states and not the federal government. And so that process is clearly laid out. If you go watch that video, that process is clearly available to you by just going to reclaimingtherepublic.org. But getting involved, once again, you can do it many ways. First off, just listening to the show is one way of doing it. But getting involved with the associations and clubs that I've mentioned before, Constitution Club, Constitution Association, the We the People Foundation, and there's a few others. And I'm hoping that the Eagle Forum will actually step up and into this. I've got to do a follow-up with one of the presidents to find out if the Eagle Forum is actually stepping forward and using Republic Review as a rebuff for those who are calling for the Article 5 conventions. And if they do, then, I mean, that's a huge win in our sales, because it's not like they have any argument against this, but they've been fighting such an onslaught with the COSP that it seems like they, you know, instead of just saying no, they actually have more of an offensive weapon to going after the COSP and say, you don't understand that when it comes to non-compliance or, you know, disregard and actually violating a contract, you don't need to change the contract. You have to enforce it. So they're starting to get with this and starting to understand this. And so, again, I've worked with a few different presidents. I've got support from some of them, and I'm just hoping that the whole, as an entire organization that is almost in every single state, it would be a huge win in our sales. So, anyway, there's no way the federal government is going to do it. Again, we're going to have to do it. And let me just jump into some of the news, because I know everybody's been kind of chomping at the bit on some of this stuff. As you look at this Kavanaugh appointment, confirmation hearing, and actually the voting for him to become the Supreme Court Justice, I have told you that we're fighting an ideological civil war. We've been fighting this for a long time. It goes all the way back to Adam and Eve, from the side of liberty to the side of subjugation to the state. And that's why the first time this was actually penned, and I've told you this before, was by Plato in his Republic, where the state would take control of every facet of your life. So what we're seeing now in what Kavanaugh is having to do to defend his honor and to defend his integrity and his career, because what he is facing is literally just rumors. And so there's going to be more. As a matter of fact, they said that there's another rumor that's coming out that has no real evidence, but they want to basically flood you with enough to people who are just going, oh, there's got to be something to this. There's like four. They did the exact same thing to Judge Roy Moore. And he is going after every single one that had made an accusation against him. I truly believe and I truly support, and I hope every woman and man that is listening to this will support this as well. Anybody that comes with a false accusation that cannot prove their allegation should have to face the penalty of what they are actually charging that person with, whether that be, you know, rape, molestation, or whatever. If you come forward with a false accusation, then you should have to go to jail if you cannot prove it. Because bottom line, if you did not stand up at the point in time, or at least, you know, have any evidence for it, then there is no point in bringing it forward. I'm not trying to marginalize, you know, a victim. What I'm trying to do is say we are a nation of laws, and there is a high bar to get a conviction. You have to be able to provide beyond a reasonable doubt that somebody is guilty of a crime, not by rumor. And we have moved from a society that has been, you know, utilizing the rule of law to now allowing the rule of rumor to rule us. And I'm going, you've got to be kidding. This is getting so out of hand. And they are so desperate in trying to stop any type of good conservative movement in Washington, D.C. by seating Kavanaugh. And as a matter of fact, out of all the justices, I liked Scalia, but I like Kavanaugh as well. And I will tell you that if you look at Kavanaugh and Scalia, you probably find some very good similarities between them. Maybe not as much of the understanding of the Constitution like Scalia does, but at least Kavanaugh is not a hook, line, sinker, big government like what Obama has appointed and what Bush and the rest of his predecessors have appointed. And so with Trump, I pray that we can maintain Trump in office till 2024, because there's a good chance he will actually be able to replace Ginsburg. And so we might actually be able to get one or two more seats that may open up on the bench to actually preserve our liberty, or I should say, at least get the Supreme Court out of the social agendas, because that has been the problem with the Supreme Court, is they've been driving social agendas down our throat via legislation from the bench, which is a complete violation of the Constitution. However, the Congress has no problem with it, because they're allowing the president and they're allowing the court to do their dirty work for them. What I had read today, it looks like Soros is going to actually be busing in protesters to make even a bigger charade of this whole process. I'm telling you, the communists are out of the closet. They're running around and they're poking us in the eye. That is how important this election is. If I've said this before, there are communists almost in every single state on the ballot. It is so bad that Trevor Lawton is having a hard time keeping up with all, you know, connecting all the dots, because they're just popping up all over the place. Out here in Eastern Washington, Lisa Brown is a huge communist supporter. And the fact is that she's getting as close as she is to being able to take this seat in this red district. It should be alarming to people. It should be very alarming. And so I'm telling you, and I've said this before, and I'm going to give you some evidence today, that we have 2 years, and if we're lucky, five, just to save our butts. If we get Republic Review moving, we have 2 years. And I'm going to give you some evidence to actually prove and support this. But I want you to know that we need a David first to stand up to really get a huge surge in what's, I'll just keep calling it a movement, this Republic Review, auditing the Constitution movement. If we get David, and I truly believe David could be Wyoming, David could be Utah, South Dakota, Idaho, North Dakota, or even Kansas. Those are the six states I've been focused on. Who knows? It may be an outlier. It could be Oklahoma. It could be Tennessee. I don't care. I'd love to see a what's the best word for it? A level of competition, like people looking over there, saying, we need to champion this. We need to be the first ones out the gate to champion this thing. I would love to see that. I would, and that's why when I was talking to a state committeeman in Wyoming, because I was supporting, because one person had signed the petition and wasn't supporting the other candidate, it was supposedly the one that really had the conservative credentials. And I said, look, that candidate hasn't reached. I reached out to that candidate on June 15th, never heard back from the candidate. It hasn't taken the time to look into what I'm trying to do. And so if they're not going to sign the petition, they're not going to support this concept, then why would I support that candidate? And, oh, that's all you need? And I go, yes, I want every candidate to be online with supporting. That is my intent. It's one nice thing to have a differentiator where somebody signs the petition, but I would much rather hedge my bets and have everybody on board with this, signing this, because it, if you can make sense of another solution that will actually get the federal government back into check, stopping their spending and giving the powers back to the states and allowing the states to do what they're supposed to be doing in the first place, then by all means, you call. The number is 215-867-8255. I'd love to hear the solution, because I've got great opportunities with hot peppers and doing some entrepreneurial things that I'd love to be doing. So by all means, call and relieve me of this. But there is, with And I'll tell you, I believe I'm working with some very brilliant people, and I do not see any other avenue or any other realistic approach that can actually save our republic in that amount of time without having to do a mass education of the people. This was my big argument with John Rowland of the Constitution Society. He says, we got to educate everybody. And I go, that's great if you're in the education business, because that's going to take years and years. And I even poked back in his eye and I said, look, it took Moses 40 years to change his culture. And he had complete control of the school system and access to the people. We have to fight our school system. We have to fight the media. We have to fight the entertainment industry. Are you kidding me? We'll be lucky if we could use 40 years to change our culture. The only way our culture will change is if the ground underneath their feet shifts. And that best way to get it to shift is the Republic Review. They will get what I call cancer education. They'll be coming along pretty quick with the program. As you can tell, I'm at that heartbreak. So please stay tuned. I have some evidence to give you that shows that we really do only have 2 to 5 years. So please stay tuned, and I'll be right back after this. Thank you so much. Most of my listeners understand the importance in having strategic goals, but do you have a long-term strategy for your dental health? Too many people are only focused on whitening their smile. I understand the appearance of your teeth can give you confidence, but this can risk your future health in only addressing the cosmetics of your teeth, and many dentists will take your money just to do this. They say failing to plan is planning to fail, and if you don't have a long-term strategy for your teeth and dental health, then you need a new dentist. Every dentist provides a dental plan, but Dr. Tracy and his staff develops a strategy to help you maintain and restore your dental health to what it needs to be. To develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health, connect with Dr. Von Tracy, DDS.com. That's VonTracyDDS.com. So you too can develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station. That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's, and if you're ready to call in, the lines are open. All right, so if you want to call in, I will be happy to pick up your call. I will actually let you know that at the end of my first segment, I'm pretty sure it wasn't John. Andrew Shafley called, and I think he was actually wanting to talk to the guest for the next show. He just called in a little early. I was going to pick it up because John had called in, and I've done that to him. And so I was thinking about picking it up, but I figured, why call him out on the Constitution when he probably wouldn't like that? So anyway, And I welcome John, as if you go back and listen to that podcast, because it's actually in my podcast. We actually had him talk for a couple of segments, and there was lots of things that he had just never heard of regarding Republic Review. And I asked him to call back, but I never have heard back from him. There's a lot of people, my friends, that have no regard of really fixing the problem, because when there's millions of dollars to be made because of the problem, then why would you want to fix it? The problem is the goose that's laying the golden egg. I mean, look at all of the people that are getting billions of dollars off of the divisiveness, whether it be racial, cultural, whatever divisiveness that they can manipulate us into, taking sides on. There's all sorts of money out there. Why would they want to fix this? So that we could actually be productive and actually build wealth and become, I don't want to say an indolent society, but just to be a productive society, to be able to provide so much more for our children. Adam Smith in The Wealth of Nations talks about the innate desire within all humans that they want to leave a better life for their children, that they want to improve their own life and leave something better for their kids. That's just an innate desire. That was back in 1776. Every generation that passes has that, and we actually have made improvements. But I can tell you that I don't think that we're better off today than when my father was born and so forth. And there may be medicine, there may be better games, there may be some better technology, but there is a lot more evil. You have to, lock your doors. I mean, it is just not a safe society anymore. Because we've debased ourselves, we've become an immoral society. Anyway, let me get into some of this information. Actually, I got this from G. Edward Griffin. And if you sign up for his Need to Know News, just go to Need to Know News and you can actually get these emails. But I had told you that every year we have 10 million kids coming into the voter process, becoming voters. And that is a huge onslaught that within the next 3 years, maybe 5 years, there will be enough kids foaming at the mouth to throw away our liberties, that just by our own kids alone, we are facing annihilation and an elimination of our Constitution. Because the schools have been teaching them that the Constitution is arcane, it's worthless, and it is the problem. Because that's why people get guns, and that's why people can say things that hurt your feelings. We need to control all of this stuff. And these kids are completely on board. They have been weaponized to literally throw away their liberties. On top of that, I talked about the illegal aliens. And the Center for Immigration Studies says that there are nearly 62 migrants and their children who were born in the U.S. that have been given citizenship, living within the country. There are about 17.1 million U.S.-born minor children of immigrants in this country as of 2017. And so out of that 60 million, so they've had 17.1 million kids. I'm just trying to paint the picture here for you. Immigrants and their U.S.-born children now represent about 1 in 5 residents. So they're 1/5 of the American population. And that is expected to increase if the current legal immigration levels continue, as well as the illegal immigration continues, as well as if the Democrats or the progressives want to continually give away amnesty to throw away this great constitutional republic. There are now an unprecedented 62 million immigrants and their United States-born children residing in this. And an analysis from the Center of Immigration finds that that we will actually be overwhelmed. And as I want you to understand that these immigrants that have come here, they truly believe that the entitlement state is a part of your Constitution, that the federal government can give away using the public purse all sorts of benefits, free health care. Pretty soon it's going to be dental. Pretty soon it'll be mandatory driving insurance, house insurance. It'll be nationalized insurance for everything that you need. And the insurance companies will be nationalized because eventually they're all going to fail. And that's why they want to get to a single payer system for everything. And what will end up happening is we will become a communist state, because bottom line, there's not enough of everybody else's money to take care of everybody else. We can no longer bail people out. When storms start hitting, if you're living in an area that has a high propensity of storms, earthquakes, tornadoes, or what have you, do not bank on the United States to ever be able to bail you out down the road. You will probably have a tremendous paradigm shift. You know, when FEMA and all of these agencies say, well, there's no more money coming out of the golden egg, or no more golden eggs coming out of the goose that lays these things. The goose is dead, because all of these immigrants and everybody else that are being given entitlements from your Social Security, from all of these unconstitutional programs, that will collapse the system. But by the way, these folks are, you know, all online with being able to vote for more entitlements. That's what they want. In addition, there is this refugee problem, and the U.S. Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, says that the U.S. will cap the number of refugees allowed in this country, but that's just now. In other words, he's capping it to 30,000 from 45,000 last year in 2018. Barack Obama had set a cap at 110, but they were bringing in even more than that. I just want you to understand that we have millions, and there's about a quarter million asylum seekers today, and there's about a million of them already processed and just being waiting. They're just waiting out there to be adjudicated so that they can come in. Another million. There are millions of refugees that we have assimilated along with these illegal aliens that have come here. Add that to the children that are being indoctrinated through through your school system, and I'm telling you, we don't stand a chance unless we start really getting hot in pushing our states and getting some Davids in these dark red states to stand up. Because I can tell you, once you have the veracity of a state body, a legislative body, the sovereigns of a state, and then it'll start moving to other states, there will be no denying this. And there will be actually the pressures will be on for all of the other red states. They will be coming on board. I honestly see this not even coming to a civil war. I see that there we will be able to obtain enough states. We only need 28 or 30, somewhere like that. We don't even need 34, which is what the COSP needs. If you go to statescape.com and you look at legislative control, figure out how many states have the legislative bodies in both Congress, in both sides of Congress, the House and the Senate, to force their congressmen to do their job. Because all you need is a majority. All you need is a majority in both houses. You don't need 60 in the Senate. You don't need anything greater than a majority in the House to call for resolutions and demand the shift, that the powers be returned back to the states. It's a pretty dramatic thing, but it doesn't have to be like the rugs being pulled out from underneath us. And we can do this very effectively. You're more than welcome to read my first book, because I talk about all of this. But I will tell you that we have to do this, because what's around the corner, if you didn't know, and if you got the need to know news, actually G. Edward Griffin provided a really good article that was it's titled, China has built the world's first digital mark of the beast. And I talked about this last week. The reporter who reported on this, his name was Matthew Carney, and the digital producer was Matthew Henry, and the other producer of the content was Alex Berry, and the graphics, if you go watch and you read the article and watch the video, you'll actually, you know, be able to get this feeling for what's happening in China. Because I talked to you about this social credit card and how, not this social credit card, but this social credit that they want to give every citizen a certain amount of credit, and they can take credit away from you, and it'll bring privileges and or punishment. And so they focused this report on a very particular Chinese gal, and her name was Dan Fan. And she's a very much Chinese woman and very modernistic. I think she's a marketing professional, and she's a pretty prosperous woman. And if you go read this article, she'll basically tell you that she actually doesn't mind being watched 24 hours a day amongst the 200 million CCTVs and, you know, every little corner that they're watching you. They have the ability to practically read your mind from your eye movements and your responses and so forth. They are doing wonders in analyzing human behavior, and they've been doing it for a long time, starting with Pavlov, actually. But I want you to know that I'll wrap this up, and we're going to get into what Madison said. I've got that one quote I want to give you because I promised it to you. So we'll be right back after we're from our sponsors. Thank you so much. It's that time of year to get that dental checkup and cleaning. I know many of us are creatures of habit, and we tend to settle for what we know, and many of us are procrastinators. I was that way myself with my past dentist, jumping from one dentist chair to the next. From all the hopping, I've learned that all dentists are not equal, and I would challenge you to consider checking out Dr. Von Tracy. I work hard to make a living, and I'm not one to throw my hard-earned money away on just a good dentist. That's why it took me a couple of years to find a great dentist. From the excellence of his staff to the quality of the work, Dr. Tracy is the difference. I know it's time to put standards to our loyalty, so I would ask you to give Dr. Tracy a try by setting up your next appointment with him. Just go to VONTRACYDDS.com or call them at 509-466-6614. Again, sign up at VONTRACYDDS.com. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires two-thirds of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. And so one of the things I want to do is just quickly read some of this stuff, because this is what the Communist Party is stating. The Communist Party says that this social credit program will be fully operational by 2020. Within years of this, you know, rollout and full operation, they claim that it will allow, quote, allow the trustworthy to roam freely under heaven. And they have no recollection or understanding or even belief of heaven, while making it hard for the discredited person to take a single step. In other words, they will know who they can trust and who they can't trust, and those who are basically touting the line. And I started this show off with, we are in an ideological war. You either subjugate yourself to the state or you will be forced to. And if you refuse, you will be put away with. As, you know, in China, they have a very good use for political prisoners and those who don't want to tote the line. That's why I have brought on Mitchell Nicholas Gerber, that's his full name, and he talks about the live organ harvesting that they're doing out of political prisoners in China, so that those who are worthy of the state, being able to extend their lives and so forth, they get their free organs replaced and all of that from those who are the political prisoners that are just literally living until somebody needs their life. That's the only reason they're keeping them alive. And so I want you to kind of understand just how insidious this whole concept is, and what we have a glimpse in China of what's going on out there. That's what we can probably look forward to if we do not act. So this is about marketing, right? Sometimes it's about trying to compel people to buy your product or at least get involved. at least do the due diligence and inspect and look into what I am asserting is the only solution. Because I can promise you that if you don't, you will rue the day, we will all rue the day, when we are no longer able to exercise our liberty. Because I don't know who owns most of America's debt. I think it's the Chinese, and it seems like they have a pretty good system to come in here and try to implement a good control of the good people of the United States, and maybe the good people of the world, if the rest of the world is equally in debt to them as well. It is a very insidious thing. I would just ask that you go to Need to Know News and check out this article, because they actually give you some pretty good information regarding what's going on with this program in China. It is very, very scary. With that, let me, because I've got about 8 minutes, and that's about how much time I'm going to need to kind of get into this quotation I have from Madison. And this is a pretty good one. This is out of, again, the ratification debates. And so, as I always do, the question I stand to you, or I pose to you, and I constantly stand on this, is, are the words that I am reading from the framers, when I read the ratification debates, when I read Madison's notes on the convention, when I read the actual documents in official capacity from Madison vetoing the bonus bill, these types of documents, or his statements in an official capacity as a representative of the people of Virginia in Congress, when he starts arguing against the cod fishery bounties, when he starts arguing against the Assumption Act against Hamilton and trying to create this bank. Are those words that I'm reading, are these the words of deceit and lies? Or are the words that we have been taught by our education system, the mainstream media, the professors and so forth, are those the lies that have been deceiving us and getting us to believe that the federal government is the almighty, powerful entity that they want to be? Because I, as far as I see this, the federal government is the child in this relationship, and that the states are the parents. And this is Madison, and he says, "I appeal to our past experience, whether they will attend to the interests of their constituent states. Have not those gentlemen who have been honored with the seats in Congress often signalized themselves by their attachment to their seats? I wish this government may answer the expectation of its friends and foil the apprehensions of its enemies. I hope the patriotism of the people will continue and be sufficient guard to their liberties. I believe its tendency will be that the state governments will counteract the general interest and ultimately prevail." I want to repeat that. This is what Madison is saying. "I believe its tendencies will be that the state governments will counteract the general interest." And he's talking about the things that are in the interest of the federal government, and that the states will ultimately prevail. But we've been bamboozled because we have had dishonorable people in the federal government, like John Marshall, who had been lying to us, saying that the federal government has all the powers necessary and proper to do whatever they think is necessary and proper. They're the supreme, you know, power of all the states. And you know, he, if you read his meandering and his drivel in those seven landmark cases, now if you want, I'll list those for you, but if you read those, I will tell you that his opinions can completely contradict everything else that he said during the ratification debates and everything else all the rest of the framers said during the ratification debates. That is why the ratification debates are literally the kryptonite that kills this concept of a living constitution, a self-aggrandizing government, because within the ratification debates is clearly enough evidence that proves that the federal government was tightly constrained and that the states had all the power and the abilities necessary to be able to thwart any type of encroachments by the federal government. I go on, or Madison goes on and says, the number of the representatives is yet sufficient for our safety and will gradually increase if we consider their different sources of information. The number will not appear too small. By the new system, a majority of the states cannot introduce amendments, nor are all the states required for that purpose. 3/4 of them must concur in alterations, period. In this, there is a departure from the federal idea. The members of the National House of Representatives are to be chosen by the people at large in proportion to the numbers of the respective districts. When we come to the Senate, its members are elected by the states in their equal and political capacity. So I'm actually stating these things for you right now. And that's why this is really important, because this really helps support the reason why the states were supposed to have representation in the Senate. Why the senators were actually chosen by the state legislators and not by the people at large. So let me go on. But had the government been completely consolidated, the Senate would have been chosen by the people in their individual capacity in the same manner as the members of the other house. Thus, it is of a complicated nature, and this complication, I trust, will be found to exclude the evils of absolute consolidation as well as of mere confederacy. If Virginia was separated from all the states, her power and authority would extend to all cases. In like manner, were all the powers vested in the general government, it would be consolidated government, but the powers of the federal government are enumerated. It can only operate in certain cases. It has legislative powers on defined and limited objects beyond which it cannot extend its jurisdiction. And so the real power here, again, is he's pointing out that the fact that the state legislators control who sits in that Senate was so critical of keeping the government from being consolidated. And the reason that they gave this very specific enumerated powers to the Senate and the different powers to the House of Representatives, where the House of Representatives had the power of the purse. The House of the Senate had the oversight over treaties, over appointments, and so forth. And so if you start looking at at what is coming down the pike, I can tell you that that is because, whether they be some of these treaties from the UN, or if you start looking at some of these policies and laws and so forth, it is because, just like Madison said, they had a complicated system that kept the two houses in Congress separated by the constituents. Now they've been consolidated, and I don't even want to say by people at large. The honesty factor here is that the Senate is literally being bought and sold by the globalists. That is why millions of dollars are going into each of those races. You want to actually, you know, throw everything on its ear? Do not allow money from other states, no money to permeate or to enter into the election by contributing to PACs, by contributing to whether they be campaigns, initiatives, or what have you. Keep the states autonomous from other states, so that, you know, what ended up happening with that congressional seat down in Georgia, when we had, what, $30 million going in from Hollywood and all sorts of places trying to buy that that Democrat into that seat. I'm out of time and I'm out of words. I will tell you that I will be back tomorrow. God bless. I am reclaiming the Republic and I do need your help. We'll be back tomorrow. Thank you so much. I've been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution.